you'll get game night live then, but you're going to get high school football right now. Brent Martineau, 21 minutes after the 2 o'clock hour. We do the high school half hour on Wednesdays. Joe C., as we welcome Ryan Hacker-Green in, part of our high school half hour. Hack, how you doing, buddy?
Joe, I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing outstanding. Want to say thanks to Beaver Toyota in St. Augustine. They love high school football just about as much as we do. They support it all over the First Coast. If you want a company that does a lot of local stuff and you want a great deal, make sure you head into Beaver Toyota, St. Augustine. Start shopping the virtual way. You will get a great deal. And if you don't like the price you see, let me know. I'll try and help you. You can email me, joec@1010xl.com, and I'll make sure you get a great deal. I love all the Toyotas I drive, that's for sure. We are finally going to get back to schedule. We actually had high school football. We're going to talk to David Pendland, coach of University Christian, coming up here in just a minute. But we had some high school football over the last handful of days.
We had a couple of games last Friday, but then we had a lot of games Monday night, a couple of games last night. In fact, last night on Hacker After Dark, we talked to O.J. Small of the Lee Generals. They beat Lake City Columbia last night. We talked to Bobby Ramsey, the head coach of Mandarin. They beat DeLand last night. Tuesday Night Lights doesn't exactly have the same ring to it, but it's what schools had to do because of the storm.
Yeah, and when you think of that's, you know, big boy football right there.
Those are big district games.
Yeah, 8A on 8A with DeLand and Mandarin. All right, let's talk to Coach David Pendland of University Christian. That's also big boy football because they've been dominating their classification for quite a while with state champion banners hanging everywhere. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are y'all?
Doing outstanding. Thanks for taking a minute. Now, you've had time on your hands. You know, most of the time we talk about Miami, the Hurricanes haven't played, Florida State hasn't played. Well, high school football is going through the same thing. You've been kind of sitting on your hands here for a couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough on the kids. Not being able to practice for 4 days last week and only getting 2 days in, it was kind of, it's kind of weird, honestly, but it is what it is. Can't do nothing about Mother Nature. So the cards we're dealt is what we'll keep continuing to do.
You know, Coach, we make a big point on this program, also on the Friday Night Lights, how Trinity Christian and Bowles moved up into 5A to avoid the problem you're having now. And that is, for people that don't know, when you're 1A to 4A, it's essentially a battle royal. You got to find people that are willing to play you. And in your situation, you guys are numerous state champions. It's become somewhat of an issue finding teams to play you. And because of that, your schedule has taken you out of state, all over the state. It's been nuts, and it will continue to be nuts with this new scheduling format.
It's really hard, just like you said, it's tough to find teams that'll play you, going in and out of the state, you have a better chance of playing. And finding, it's been really tough. It took a long time to get the schedule together, and then, us, we only have to play 8 games, which kind of stinks, but, with the playoff system, they average the games together, and so as long as you play 8 games, you're good to go. And losing Coffee, I don't know if it necessarily hurt us with the point system. So we're just going to finish out the season and see what we can do.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. We're talking with Coach David Pendland of University Christian. And I asked Hack, I said, who is Superior Collegiate? Because I don't believe I've heard of them. They're out of Clearwater. You've got West Park Prep, Kingdom Prep, a couple of teams that will be coming up. And then, you're going to bone up on Clay and, some good programs when you get ready for the postseason. How has your team come together to this point?
We lost a lot on defense, and it takes a while for us to get acclimated with the system that we run, but it's starting to get to come together a little bit. I would like to been able to play some more games up to this point, but we got some big games coming up. Superior Clearwater is a new school. I think it's their second year of football, but they got some studs. It'll be a good game for us. And then of course you got Madison and Clay. We like to play them tough teams to get us ready for the playoffs. So I'm interested to see what our guys are going to do with Friday night. We've been off for 2 weeks, and we got a bye week next week. So it's been weird. It's a weird season, but we're just practicing our butts off and getting ready for our opponent that's in front of us, and that's about all we can do.
You know, Coach, final question from me. State champions last year, state champions the year before. I mean, you guys are accustomed to winning games. Maybe it's hard to tell because of the lack of games played this year, but if you can, where is this year's team in 2017 compared to the state champion teams of recent year?
You know, all the coaches have been asking the same questions. We don't, you know, our defense was probably the best that UC's had in a long time last year. So, you know, I'm trying to tell these guys that we can't compare this team to that team because that team was special on defense alone. I think our offense is okay. Like I said, our defense is coming together. We're having to coach our butts off, but, I mean, that's what we do. So we're going to, you know, prepare our guys and coach them up as much as we can to get them ready for the playoffs and to make that run again. So it's been weird. It's been a weird season so far. So we're just doing a lot of coaching, a lot of practice.
All right, let's go through that play again, right? All right, well, good luck. I hope we don't have to go through it annually because it's been 2 years. It's definitely been challenging. But good luck on the road. We will catch up with you soon and see how the season stacks up.
Sounds good. See y'all,
guys. Thanks, Coach.
Right. David Penland, coach of University Christian. As they get ready to go on the road, they'll head down to Clearwater. Now let's say hello to Kevin Brown. He's the first-year man, but a long-time man, second-year man, I should say, long-time man for the Fletcher Senators. Coach, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are y'all?
Doing outstanding. You just might have heard what David Penland was saying as far as the challenge from a coaching point of view. First off, from the Atlantic Beach side of things, it's not easy to have to deal with a storm like that. What have you and your players been going through?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we had to a lot of stuff got flooded and damaged. We had to wait until they allowed us to practice. So a lot of kids had trouble getting around a little bit, but we. You know, we gave them enough time to get here, and then we had 3 days for Atlantic Coast, so I was okay with that. But now I got to play Sully on Friday, and we couldn't do much yesterday because they were sore, and so this is more of a challenge this Friday than Monday was.
You know, Coach, you mentioned you won Monday night. That was a big district game that Fletcher won over Atlantic Coast. And, boy, what a district it is. I'm sure you were either a spectator or you certainly found out pretty quick what happened between Lee and Lake City Columbia last night. So, I mean, what a district just like last year, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's just real physical. Atlantic Coast, they stepped on the field and I was like, yay, they didn't look that. They looked bigger than on the field than they looked on film. You know, it was a physical game. We got some breaks. Anthony and JP, we had some good punt turns that set up the touchdowns. You know, Marty's going to get his guys going at First Coast. He always does. And then, you know, Lee is Lee and Columbia is Columbia. So it is a physical district.
We're talking with Kevin Brown, coach of Fletcher, and when you mentioned White, and like you said, you could be seeing double. You see Kevin Sullivan's old team, and now you see Kevin Sullivan's current team. What do you see when you have to prepare for that game in 2 nights?
Well, the first word that comes to mind is it's going to be very physical. Sully is going to run at you and make you stop the run. He's got a great running back. I know that. And right about the time you stick 8 in the box, he has got all kind of tricks under his sleeve, and he will definitely have something to counterbalance that. We're going to see a lot of sweep, a lot of trap, and a lot of counter.
You know, Coach, final thought from me. A lot of people, when they see Fletcher, they remember great players of years past. Certainly, Seatric Faison jumps into the minds of a lot of people. Not for the 2018 class, Coach. I know you and I have talked about this on the postgame show. For people that have not heard that, the class of 2019, a current junior on your team, is basically one of the top 10, top 15 players, not in the state, Joe, but in the country, mm-hmm. in the class of 2019, a five-star prospect. Coach, talk about that young man a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, his accolades say enough about him, but very athletic. Is a student of the game. We, you know, we play him at receiver and we play him at quarterback, whatever you're going to dictate to us. But more importantly, he's a good young man. He's very good in the classroom. His brother plays college football, so he has kind of seen that level, and he gets it. He understands. He's a great team leader. The guys just rally around him. And, hey, also had a junior defensive end the other night get 6 sacks and 3 unassisted, Hunter May. I'm real excited about my 19 guy.
Well, if you've got them waiting in the wings or already starring, that's pretty good. We will turn you loose on this, Coach. You get a couple of football nights in 1 week at your home house. Invite the fans to come on out and check you out Friday night.
Absolutely. Come on out to the beach. It's going to be great. We're going to get a slight wind out of the northeast. It'll be cool. And come across the bridge and have a good time.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Good luck. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right, Kevin Brown coaching up the Fletcher Senators. And after the win, nice little 28-0 against Atlantic Coast. They come right back, and they play White this coming Friday night.
That was a big win for them, big district win for Fletcher over Atlantic Coast. Again, the big news in that district last night, yeah. Lee and Lake City Columbia, both teams coming in undefeated. Lee put a number on Columbia, 48-24. O.J. Small and the Lee Generals just continue to keep rolling.
Yeah, Coach O.J., former Gators, proven that he has done very, very well in building that program back up to elite status. And they're playing for a lot when it comes to the higher classification and the playoff seating the way it works. All right, we're going to say hello to Justin Barney here in a second, and he'll at least catch us up on some of that playoff talk and district talk as we're going to get back to what we hope will be a full slate of games, some Fridays that we can stitch together here in high school football on the First Coast. That'll be coming up thanks to the Golf Club of Southampton. Don't forget, 287 play. We're going to be on the tee a little after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have some Monroe's Smokehouse Barbecue afterwards, some prizes, all sorts of stuff happening. So 287 play. Make sure you call the Golf Club and head on out tonight or any night. More high school half hour coming up next.
Hacker here from my friends at First Coast Auto Sales and FirstCoastAuto.com, guys. They are your auto and credit experts here in the city of Jacksonville. Listen, bad credit does not mean that you, the customer, has to settle when buying your next vehicle. If you're in the market for an automobile and you're concerned that your credit issues, for whatever reason, may prohibit you from getting that car you need, that car you want, don't deal with that headache any longer. Go see my guy, Guy Marvin, and his terrific staff at First Coast Auto Sales. For decades, that company right here in Jacksonville has been putting people with credit issues into quality automobiles. They're on Cassett near I-10, they're on Edgewood at the corner of Beaver and Edgewood, and their website, First Coast Auto, that's the number one, stcoastauto.com. Guys, I wouldn't steer you wrong. Go see the auto and credit experts here in town. My friend Guy Marvin and his staff at First Coast Auto Sales.
Things get really heated on this show from time to time. Thank goodness the guys stay cool in the moment with Florida Home AC.
19 minutes in front of the 3 o'clock hour. Joe C., Ryan the Hacker Green, along with Agent Gibbs. It's the high school half hour. Thanks again to Beaver Toyota, St. Augustine. They're just a nice little drive down Phillips Highway into St. Augustine. And you know, I love the AUG. And so you can head on in there, say hello to Brett, Fran, all of them, and check out a brand new Toyota. We have, I swear to God, 4 or 5 white cars that are all Toyotas. A Tacoma, a Camry. I drive the NASCAR Camry. TLD drives the 4Runner. You got the Yaris, the Tacoma. They're everywhere. But we all got them at Beaver Toyota. You can get the great deal as well. Make sure you start shopping the virtual way. And if you need help, let me know. I'll make sure you get a good deal. All right, we've been talking about what we saw. We're going to look ahead. You and Justin Barney are going to have our American Electrical Power Rankings coming up here in just a second. Aren't you guys just excited that we're back to a full slate of football?
It is nice. There's no question about that as we bring Justin Barney in. And Justin, before we look ahead, my man, let's take one quick look back. I thought it was pretty telling, Joe, when Trinity Christian and Bowles played on Friday, first game in 17 years, Trinity Christian ran through a banner that said, "Bout time."
About time.
Before they took the field, ultimately beat Bowles 40-28. Justin, what was a very good game?
Yeah, really good game. Yeah, you look at that final score and you say, oh, not that close, two possession game, but really the score not indicative of how close that game was throughout. Three fourth quarter touchdowns for Trinity. Actually trailed in the second half of that game 21-20. So I thought Trinity really grew up during that game. If you've seen any Trinity games this year, whether it's been on film or in person, you've noticed their offense has really been ragged, looking for an identity. And I think they found that the other night, and Marcus Crowley, running back, had really struggled right along with the rest of the offense the early part of the season, but he really, really played fantastic in that second half. We've had 19 carries, 13 of those were after halftime, and just about all over the 189 yards, I think all but about 16 yards came after halftime. So he was really the home run hitter for Trinity Christian, really, that they sort of been lacking for this first month of the season. So I think, you know, as a footnote to that, very, very relishing win over Bowles. You know, Bowles and Trinity have avoided one another for 17 years, have not played out of district. They've always been district opponents when they've played. Thankfully, they got put back in a district this year, and we were treated to a game. You know, it's just unfortunate. That environment the other night, the talk, the hype of that game, it's just really kind of grown beyond just a game, almost the mythical proportions. And you almost cheated the fans not having a game between those two for 17 years. Really, the bad act that not two teams couldn't put it together before now. But I think that game the other night really kind of teased us and showed we've been missing all these years.
Yeah, because the changing in the playoff formatting is going to bring that one about more often. Hopefully, like you said, we're going to see more great performances from both sides as we go ahead. All right, we're talking with Justin Barney, Florida Times Union, Jacksonville.com, on Twitter at Justin Barney TU, just chock full of everything happening in high school. But last couple of nights, you had some football, so hit us with a couple of O's, and then we're going to start looking at the slate for Friday night.
I thought the big one on Monday was Fletcher beating Atlantic Coast pretty thoroughly. You know, Fletcher had been played well since the week one loss, shutout loss to Bishop Kennedy, lost that game by three possessions. So getting back on the winning track against a quality team, and I think Atlantic Coast much better than their record indicates, was big for Fletcher. Now, I don't know if that matters in the long run. They're in a district with Lee in Columbia. And what followed Monday night was why Lee is so dangerous and a favorite not only to win District 2-7A, but maybe challenge for a state semifinal spot, provided they can get past Departure Trail. They laid it on Columbia pretty bad, 49-28. Big win for them guys over there at McDuff. And Coach O.J. Small just continues to get his team hyped up for these games, and they deliver time and again. Derek Jones, a big game for him. And to beat Columbia like that, to run through them almost 50 points on a Columbia team that came in averaging about 42 a game, was a credit to not only Lee's defense for holding them down, but the offense too for just putting that game out of reach pretty early.
Justin Barney, Florida Times Union and Jacksonville.com. Justin, last Friday was Bowles Trinity, great environment. This Friday is St. Augustine and Bartram Trail. It's one of those games that you circle on the calendar when the schedule comes out. Again, the unbelievable stat, as good as Bartram Trail has been since the inception of that school, they have never beaten St. Augustine. You got to wonder if this is finally the year that streak comes to an end.
Yeah, you circle it on the calendar, and you know what you're getting every time, too. So 0-18 against St. Augustine, and you know, I've said it time and again, Bartram has had some teams in the past where you just say, how did they not beat St. Augustine? I mean, when you're talking recruits, and you know, I remember Nathan Peterman senior year, I thought there was a very good chance that streak ended that season. Two big-time wide-out receivers and Jared Crump and Bobby Smith, a really good defense, and they go in and lay an egg against St. Augustine. They actually make the state semifinals that year. They've made the state semifinals three times, and yet they've never beaten maybe their biggest rivalry, if you can call it that. But, you know, I say it all these times, all these years, the Peterman year, the Kyle Parker year, even going back to Josh Sanfilippo in the early 2000s, this could really be the Bartram Trail Bears season against St. Augustine. You know, if they can't win this season, I mean, everything is lined up for them. They've got probably the best offense maybe in the entire Northeast Florida quadrant. Two fantastic quarterbacks, Riley Smith and Joey Gatewood. And that defense, while it's allowing a good amount of points and yardage, just can't outscore those guys. And I think that's what teams are finding out this year. As good as Clay has been, they couldn't do it the other night. As good as Mainland's been in Daytona, especially at home, they couldn't stop Bartram Trail this week, this season. So, you know, can St. Augustine do it? It's, you know, almost a mind gap at this point, a mind blockage This streak has gone on for so long. But could they do it? I think this could be the year that Bartram Trail finally gets over that hump.
Got Gatewood. That's the T-shirt that'll be out there. And if they have him, they've got a chance. And like you said, Riley Smith is also a very, very valuable tool and player on the offensive side. And St. Augustine is just going to try and rob them of time of possession if they can. All right, hit a couple of quick ones because we're going to get to our American Electrical Power Rankings on the other side of the handoff. But a couple of other games that you know you'll have your eye on and be paying attention to Friday night.
You know, really a good one in Clay County. And surprisingly, you know, Ridgeview, I don't think anybody expected much from them this season. They came in riding an 18-game losing streak. Love all the 4-0 and got a big date on Friday night against Fleming Island, also 4-0. Really a battle for the Clay County championship belt this season goes to the winner of that game early on. So Fleming Island area's best defense that allowed 18 points in three games. So can Ridgeview move the ball against that defense? We also got a good one, Mandarin and Rains, if you like that Gateway Conference football. So three good ones. And a slew of others on tap for Friday night.
All right, buddy, hang on. Power rankings coming up.
Now, it's the 2-Minute Drill, delivered by Moe's Southwest Grill.
Welcome to Moe's!
Order your Gators game day tailgate catering today at moescateringfl.com.
All right, Frank Frangie in, getting ready for the Frangie Show. We just moved Justin Barr into the green room. He's got his power rankings
Justin's
coming
not,
up.
Justin's my boy, and he's going to be mad at me. I always jump in here. Tell him, Justin, I'm only here for a minute. I'm in and out.
All right, now, are you going to unveil any newsy stuff this afternoon with what's going on in Gainesville?
Very newsy information here, Hack. Here's what's newsy. I'm going to London. I got nothing, okay? Okay, I got nothing.
Are you packed or are you ready to go?
I'm packing tonight. Yeah. Okay, not packed yet. So I don't know what's going on in Gainesville. I can't keep up anymore.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with what the latest is. Here's what I think Pat Dooley said yesterday. We're going to talk a great deal about it today. I'm guessing you're not going to see Scarlett and Callaway anymore.
Yeah, period.
You know, and Kevonius Davis and the rest of those guys. So I think they have to prepare to play like they're not going to be there.
Yeah, and that's fine with me. Yeah. You know, we were talking earlier. There's a lot of people. The sentiment is get them out of there.
Yeah, at this point, I think you're tired of waiting. They're both good players.
Right.
They're not Wes Chandler and Emmitt Smith.
No.
You know, I mean, so don't you agree with that?
No, I absolutely do. And a Callaway is going to go down as maybe one of the biggest wastes of talent in the University of Florida history, just throwing it all away time after time after time. Is this the year, Frank? We're talking about Bartram St. Augustine. Could the streak end? Could Kentucky win on Saturday night?
Absolutely. Now, this isn't the first year that Florida's gone up there, and I wasn't sure they were going to win, and they always have. I'm going to pick Florida because Kentucky's going to have to beat them before I don't pick them. Yes, I think Kentucky could beat Florida. I don't think there's any question. I think Kentucky's better than they've been. I think Florida is as pedestrian as they come. More than Florida being average, Florida is an unknown. Maybe they're not average. Maybe Michigan's really good and they're going to be really good, but they're an unknown, right?
Well, so, I know what they are. They're not very good right now.
It doesn't feel like it, does it? I agree with that. So, we'll talk about that on the show. Rick Catlett comes in, our Jack Sports Council College Football Report. We'll have that today. We'll have our Duval County Scholar Athlete of the Week today. We got all kind of fun stuff, and it's all coming up today. Tom Luganville, who's really good, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll ask him that same question. So, got a busy show all coming up today.
All right, thanks, Frank. Love Lugs. He's a good dude. All right, let's get to our American Electrical Power Rankings, Mr. Barney. We can throw in some honorable mentions, and then we get to the brass of it, the top five. Thanks to American Electrical. You can log on to American-Electrical.com. Look for that red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you will know it's a local company you can trust, American Electrical. All right, hit me with some honorable mentions and then your top five.
Yeah, I've got on the honorable mentions. I'm glad we're doing that this week. We just kind of merged these two polls together, the lower and the upper classification. So Rains coming in, honorable mention. Fleming Island, honorable mention. And then we start in the top five, University of Christian. They're 4-0, St. Augustine. Can they continue that streak against Bartram this week? At number four, Trinity Christian, big one last week over Bowles. They're coming in at three. You know, you could flip-flop these guys, but I've got these two teams staying put. Bartram Trail at number two at 2-1, and Lee, big win over Columbia to move to 4-0 last night, staying put at number one in our power pool.
The huge what Lee did, and you notice he put St. Augustine below Bartram. That may mean he thinks they picked him off.
Yeah, very well could be. I'm going to put Reigns in my honorable mention because I told Duran Wiley I would, the head coach. I shared a moment with him when Tyree Cleveland caught that ball Saturday night at a local establishment. So Reigns is honorable mention along with Ridgeview and Bishop Kenny. I also put St. Augustine as well. In my top five, Ponte Vedra comes in at number five. I got University Christian at number four. I have Bartram at 3, Trinity Christian at 2. I think the Lee Generals are the best team in the area right now, and they dominated Lake City Columbia last night, so I have the Lee Generals number 1.
I think we all agree. It's a great story, and it's a damn good job what he's been able to do there, that's for sure. All right, Justin, you'll be all over it this week. We'll tell him to go to Twitter, and you'll have plenty coming from Jacksonville.com and the Florida Times Union, correct?
Correct, guys. Thanks for having me again. Take care.
All right, buddy. Justin Barney doing the high school thing. Hacker, gridironnow.com.
Yeah, gridironnow.com. In fact, I had a conversation last night on Hacker After Dark here on 1010XL with Jared Lorenzen, former Kentucky quarterback, the Pillsbury throw boy, the battleship. Well, I took that conversation and wrote a story up on it on gridironnow.com. It's going to be up, I would say, later this afternoon. I think Gator fans will find it very interesting, some of the things Lorenzen said, including what he thought of Spurrier and Grossman when they were at Florida when Lorenzen was playing them at Kentucky.
All right, good stuff. Definitely check that out, gridironnow.com. That'll be coming up soon. All right, we are out of here. We're going to make room for the Franchi Show coming up next. Thanks to, of course, Rick Blue and T-Wig, and earlier they'll be back tomorrow. I've got the Tour Championship the next couple of days up in Atlanta, GA. Thanks to the Golf Club of Southampton. Make sure you get on out there this afternoon with us. And, of course, Beaver Toyota Scion St. Augustine for helping us with the high school half hour. Gibby, do we have one more thing we have to give away today? Okay, yep. Already given away.
We're all good. We're all set.
All right, awesome. Have it all taken care of. The Frank Franchi Show coming up next.